yeah, I'll fire up the open, and then probably towards the end of that, you can jump on.
The Bill Blankenship Show, your inside look at 2018 Owosso Rams football, live from Hideaway Pizza in Owosso.
Oakley Dokley, let's put on our game faces.
Game on!
Woo! With Coach Blankenship, here's the voice of the Owosso Rams, Grant Merrill.
And we welcome you to come by and be a part of things as we hang out and ask questions of the coach and get ready for every week's game. And Coach, I tell you what, we've got such a supportive community, first of all. I know that, you know, tonight's the first night, and usually we have a really good crowd, but we had breakfast with Coach B this morning, and you know, people are just really ready for football.
Well, I know I am, Grant. I'm telling you, this is one of those years that you just can't wait to get going. We've got the 0 week, which puts it starting a little early. And so I think that's where people are, you know, there's not a college game yet. So people are like, really? You're going to play Friday? And, yeah, that's where we are. And I'm fired up.
Well, I know that we want to encourage people to come by here and ask questions of us. If you want to know a little bit about how high school football is working, Christian Favalora, of course, is joining inside Owosso for Rams coverage. He'll be our sideline reporter, and he's going to have a nice preview. So
yeah,
he's got,
found a way to get him back, didn't
we? Yeah, we did. You know, he, with his newfound career and calling, we've decided he's going to put a spark in our broadcast. You know, drum roll, please.
Right, there you go.
There. But, Coach, I tell you, you know, first of all, you're coming off of the state championship. You're second in a row. Owosso's first since 1974. And, you know, when you look at how you were feeling in the 1st of December last year to now, and now that it's had you've had a chance to set in, that you've done it again in Oklahoma, I mean, that's just really got to feel good. But I know you were talking this morning at breakfast that you guys have had a mindset of moving past that pretty quickly.
Well, we enjoyed it all the way till we started this season, and you know, it's you're always going to have been the 2017 champion. They don't take that away from us, but it's really important that this team, you know, we put that behind us. And so, the very first day that we had football this year, we had a team meeting. We had our seniors go get the gold ball and all the other paraphernalia and trophies that we had, and we went and put them in the trophy case. And I called roll, and I asked for Josh Proctor to step up, and Wayne Jones, and you know, Carson Kropp, and Hayden Sprigg, all those, and they weren't here. And so I said, "Look, guys, it's time. We got to move turn the page. And this is now your team, and it's really important that you understand this is your team. It's not any of the guys in the past, and we've got to move forward, and we got to find out who is the next Wayne Jones, who is the next Josh Proctor. There's going to be guys that'll step up, but it's time. You can't wait now."
You know, I know that that's such a big thing, is that you've got to start preparing for next year. And, I mean, you guys started preparing pretty early. It's been an all-summer thing.
You've sure.
Had workouts and camps and, you know, had a Gridiron Classic right. scrimmage this past week. And we'll talk about that a little more as we move through the course of the program. But, I mean, you guys don't exactly take summers off.
No, you know, things have changed over the years. And this is pretty much a year-round program, and it's what everybody does that's going to compete at the highest level. And we like to see our we're not a college program. We try to be a college prep program. We want you to, if a guy plays for us, we want him to be prepared to play at the next level. Not all of them will have that opportunity, and that's not what it's for. But we want to, we believe our kids deserve the very, very best, and we want to give them excellence in everything we do. And so we're going to run that kind of a program. And it's been a good program here in the past, but we're trying to take it just to the next level and continue to build it.
It's the Rams Showcase here at Hideaway Pizza in Owosso, here on Bright Star 100.1 KYFM, as Coach Bill Blankenship joins us. If you've got a question for the coach tonight, you can email that to us. Do it in, let's see, news@insideowosso.com is the one that will get right here to us in the broadcast booth, and or maybe the broadcast tabletop
yeah.
is what we
Well, Grant, and I'll tell you, the folks that are missing out, they may have questions, but they're going to miss out on the Pepperoni Palooza.
Oh,
they're
going to
miss out on the Boz. They're going to miss out on the Hurricane. Those are just three of my favorites. Cimarron's big time. I'm just telling you, the pizza here is off the charts, and one of my favorites for a long, long time.
Well, you know, you and I can't eat and do the show at the same time, but Steve Mowry took the whole week off to devour this Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza that he and his wife Renee and Brooke are devouring tonight.
And showing off grandkids.
And showing off the grandkids.
Right,
Grandpa
right.
is in the house.
Yeah,
I mean,
Grandpa is here, no doubt.
And I have a feeling that baby is going to get passed around more than an offering plate at church tonight between all of the ladies that are here to see it. But, again, you can email those questions to us, news@insideowosso.com. And one question that I've heard from a lot of folks, just as we kind of get some of the preliminary stuff out of the way and get caught up from over the summer, is, you know, the stadium has a whole new look, and you've had a chance to get down on the field during Meet the Rams the other night, but you got the big video board, you got the big sound system, you got these new LED lights. It looked 12 noon on the 50-yard line
yeah.
at midnight. I mean, so kind of talk about the amenities and what that means to the program as far as just kind of a prestige factor and what that means for you as a high school coach.
You know, I think you've got to tip your hat, first of all, to our leadership. Dr. Ogilvy, who is retired as our superintendent, was part of this process all beginning the last bond issue. A lot of people think this was all a result of winning a state championship, and really all of this was in the works after the bond issue that passed last fall. And fortunately, we won enough games to make it be exciting. But what is so cool is we were due for new turf. Well, the folks that passed the bond issue agreed, and we have turf on the stadium. We have new turf inside the track on the practice field where the band and the ninth grade and other people practice. There's going to be new turf all over the baseball field. All of that before season. Softball's already in action right now, so they have to wait till their season's over. They get new turf.
Right.
They've completely redone the indoor, the multi-purpose building, and got new turf there. Then you talked about LED lights. Mm-hmm. People are going to be amazed at all the little things that we've added. And then come see the big scoreboard, the big video board, incredible atmosphere that we're going to have on Friday night.
Somebody asked this morning if the video board's purpose was to replay some of those bad calls.
Hey, you know, I think it's good for that, but more importantly, I want to replay a whole bunch of good plays.
Yeah, absolutely.
I want people to see some highlights up there. I'm sure they're going to have some fun with the crowd. They're going to have fun with the other people in the stadium because that's what you do. But I think people will really get used to seeing. I don't know if they have any idea how big this HD video is that's going to be down on the end of the stadium. So you're going to feel like you're got the amenities of home watching your big screen TV, but you're also there for all the atmosphere.
You've met my daughter Molly, of course.
The CEO.
The CEO of InsideOwosso.com. She of course, got to come out to the stadium, and she asked me, serious as all get out, she looked up at the video board the first time she saw it on, and she goes, Dad, if I'm really nice to Coach Blankenship, do you think he'd let me hook my Xbox up to
him? That would be a fun thing.
That would be a pretty neat thing.
It might be a good fundraiser. You know, we have a big Xbox tournament out there on the big screen.
Right, and do a little Madden tournament.
Yeah, there you go.
How our coaches do. Well, again, you can email us with your questions, news@insideofwaso.com. I'm Grant Merrill. Bill Blankenship's here. We've got Christian Favalora along with us and Steve Mowry. And we're live at Hideaway Pizza until about 7:30 tonight here on KYFM. And Coach, first of all, you know, talk about what this week is like for you, because, you know, you get that first game out of the way and then you're a little more leveled off. But, you know, this week, I'm sure for a lot of the players and even the administrators, the nerves are kind of kicking in and you're getting ready for that first home game.
Yeah, Grant, there's nothing like opening weekend. There's nothing like and to be playing at home adds to that intensity. You know, it's one of those things where we have a countdown clock in our locker room. And, you know, back in the off season, you know, the thing said 180 days away, and then it was 60 days away, and then we came back after the 4th of July, and it's under 50. And now, you know, when you look at that, it's now, you know, less than 48 hours away.
Right.
And so it's exciting, but the guys have worked a long time to get to this, and it seems like when you look back, it happened so fast, but the grind of the workouts and the grind of getting there is something that you're so relieved when you get to game week. You kind of start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and, you know, just the juice and the excitement and all that will be flowing.
I've always said that time just crawls until that opening
kickoff, right,
and then it just flies. You know, it's
well, like, and I think that's true even on game day.
Right.
You know, you sit around, you pace, you walk. At least I do. And then once the game starts, it's like, okay, now we take a breath and let's roll, and we can't hardly keep up with it. But until, you know, from the afternoon when we, you know, have our last meeting and you got 3 hours till game time and you're just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, seems like. And, you know, everybody else is enjoying the opportunity to tailgate and go down in Ram Alley and be a part of all that. And we kind of, you know, do a lot of pacing.
Absolutely. We're here at Hideaway Pizza on 96th Street, just east of Highway 169 in Owosso. It is the Ram Showcase with Coach Bill Blankenship. And we'll take your questions, news@insideofwaso.com, if you want to email them over to us. And we'll read them on the air. Take our first time out, and when we come back, we'll talk about Bentonville West and the Wolverines out of Northwest Arkansas. You're listening to the Ram Showcase and Owosso Ram Football on Bright Star 100.1 KYFM.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
El Gran Megatron posted, about to kill it. Hashtag, it's about to go down. Hashtag, party like it's my birthday. Hashtag, lunchtime. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag, seriously, great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owosso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's our red tag sale at Dungis Toyota. With model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Grant Merrill for my friends at Christian Brothers Automotive. Sometimes your car can throw you a curveball. A few weeks ago, on a hot 100-degree day, the air conditioner in my Ford just completely quit working. Some people might spend hours researching reviews, but for the Merrill family, there's no question that our cars go to Christian Brothers Automotive. Ray Adcock and his crew had our problem fixed in a few hours and even had a courtesy shuttle to take me back to the office. They'll do the same for you. Stop by Christian Brothers Automotive, just south of 96th and Garnett.
We welcome you back to Hideaway Pizza, live on the Rams Showcase with Bill Blankenship. I'm Grant Merrill, and we're glad that you're with us. You can email your questions to news@insideofwaso.com. And that is the way you can get through to us this evening as we're previewing Bentonville West out of Northwest Arkansas. That comes up Friday. And we'll remind you that you can get your tickets. I know there's an online link, and we will post it on the Inside Owosso Twitter. I think it's on the Owosso Athletics Twitter, but you can order your tickets online. I tell you, one of the first questions, Coach, that I came may have been a little facetious, but I was out at Jim Glover today, and Jim was actually in the office with Jarrett, and his first question that he wanted me to ask on the Coach's Showcase tonight was, will Bill Blankenship be around to coach Jarrett's kids, who are now like four, I think.
Well, you know what? Jarrett could probably help me stick around, you know, tell him just to get very visible, get down on our sideline. I might just coach him up and...
There you go.
Know, we can make it happen.
Well, we'll take your questions, news at InsideOwosso.com. You don't have to be Jim Glover to ask questions on this program, but, we certainly put his to the front of the line.
Tell him it depends on how good that son is.
Right. Well, we're definitely thankful for the Glover family and their sponsorship of all we do here.
Absolutely,
in Owosso.
Absolutely.
Well, Coach, first things first, let's talk about the health of our team right now. You know, you take a look at the Owosso Rams and where they are going into this week, and kind of, are they where you want them to be, or are they ever where you want them to be going into week one?
Well, you know, no, they're never where we want them to be. You would like to have about three more weeks of work, but not take that long to do it.
Right.
There's just a certain amount of experience you need to give your guys, and especially in 0 week. I remember this last year vividly. It just came way too fast. We're going to be really happy to have the bye week when we get back to, after game, the third game. But right now, it is a blur. We'll know when we get out there and compete with Bentonville West that we'll see how we're ready. You know, if we have a lot of mental mistakes, or if we're able to, execute the special teams, all the things that tend to happen on those first couple of games are ways that you wind up hurting yourself. And we've got to avoid those self-inflicted wounds, and that's when you know you're ready. And if you have a bunch of those and you say, well, this group, I didn't get them ready. So hopefully, we're going to be talking after the game, and you're going to say, okay, what'd you think? And hopefully we didn't make a whole lot of our own missed assignments and, silly penalties and those kind of things that give us the, forfeit the chance to win before we get a chance to go fight for it.
One of the questions that was raised from our own Steve Mowry this morning was, a lot of people are wondering why we're playing Arkansas schools instead of the Jinxes and the Broken Arrows to start. Well, I know we're playing Broken Arrow, but, why we aren't playing here in the Tulsa area against our own opponents. And kind of talk a little bit briefly about how these Arkansas schools got under our schedule.
Well, I'll try to give you the shortened down version a little bit, but every 2 years there's a rescheduling. You do a two-year contract and, play at their place once and play at our place. Well, this was the new year, and about 6 months prior to this schedule being worked out, Mansfield, Texas made a pitch to a bunch of our area schools. They have multiple high schools in Mansfield, and so there's going to be several of our Oklahoma neighbors that are going to be playing Texas schools. The fact that they had agreed to do that wound up bumping us from our schedule with Jinx, because we had them in 0 week, and to do the big Mansfield thing, it was going to take some shuffling of their schedule. So we lost Jinx that way. I'd known Coach Pratt at Bentonville West for a while, and we'd discussed, trying to do a matchup.
Same Coach Pratt from the Cavs.
Yeah, Coach Pratt actually used to coach in Owosso
right.
when David Fisher was here, and he's been down in Texas and then was the head coach at McAllister. So we knew him for a long time. And so that one was in the works. And then last August we went to do our final scheduling and find out the schedule, and then Bartlesville dropped us. Mm-hmm. And so we were kind of left hanging and had to go find another one, and really struggled to find anybody available. And so I just went fishing kind of with my former AD over at in Fayetteville, and sure enough they had an opening. And so we kind of thought, well, that might kind of be an exciting game to pit my old team against my new team. And sure enough, we're both pretty good, and I think it's going to be a fun matchup.
And we may all get some catfish hole out of it.
Well, some of you guys might. I probably will be a little more getting ready for the game, but I know how these radio guys are. They got to eat well.
Steve and I will preview our dining choices, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
On Friday night. Well, Coach, you know, you talk about being in Fayetteville, and that actually gives you probably a little more insight than most Oklahoma coaches would have into Bentonville West, given that you coached in the 7A
right.
West of Arkansas
right.
and coached in Northwest Arkansas. So tell us kind of where you see Bentonville West in comparison to Oklahoma schools.
Well, Bentonville, first of all, I think people need to understand that this is a fairly new program. Bentonville High School was one of the premier schools in all of Arkansas, and it won some championships. And the Bentonville area continued to grow, and so they opened up Bentonville West High School, I think, three, four years ago.
Yeah.
And so they had their first senior class last year. So they've only been in operation long enough to have one group come through, and this will be their second group of seniors at this brand-new high school. Really beautiful place. They're actually opening up their stadium this year, on-campus stadium. And so this is kind of a new upstart program, but they were already in the top five of the state of Arkansas in big school competition.
I know that, you know, you take a look at Bentonville and Bentonville West. You've done your scouting. You've done your
right.
I mean, you're as prepared as any coach that I know. But, you know, being able to kind of take a look at some of these through the eyes of somebody that's been in Fayetteville, I know that, you know, you know these guys a
yeah.
little better. So, you know, when you talk about how competitive Northwest Arkansas is, you know, it's almost on the level that Oklahoma's 6A.
Oh, there's no question. The best programs in 7A in Arkansas, but the program like that we're going to play from Bentonville West, I equate their personnel to a good team out of Oklahoma City. Maybe Norman North, maybe it's Mustang, somebody like that. I think those schools, well, I'll give you an idea. In Fayetteville, my last year there, I think we signed three kids into SEC schools,
right.
A couple of more into other Division I's. So the talent level is very strong there. I think, personally, the Oklahoma schools, the Big Four Oklahoma schools, maybe has a little more depth, you know, that maybe we can go down a little deeper with the athletes. But the frontline players are as good in Northwest Arkansas as they are in Oklahoma.
All right, if you're just joining us, it is the Rams Showcase with Coach Bill Blankenship. We're live at Hideaway Pizza on 96th Street, just east of Highway 169. I tell you, we really want to get the insight. Our wives are over there. Almost, you know, tempted to do an expose on what it's like to be Bill Blankenship's wife. Because the first
I think
lady,
you ought to put Angie on. That would be a
lady
great
thing.
Well, yep.
I'm afraid she and my wife might end up having like a support group or something going
well,
on there about being the wives of football guys
no
during
doubt.
The season. But anyway, we're glad you're with us wherever you are. You can email your questions in to Coach Bill Blankenship. It's news@insideowasso.com. Hang with us. We've got more coming up here in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Ram Showcase and Owasso Ram Football on Brightstar 100.1 KYFM.
Hideaway. This isn't heaven, but it's as close as we could get with a pizza pie.
Jazzercise Jeremy posted, get in my belly. Hashtag get in my belly. Hashtag foodie. Hashtag favorite. Hashtag pizza night. Hideaway Pizza. Hashtag seriously great pizza.
Hideaway. In Owasso, 12903 East 96th Street North. In Bartlesville, 100 Southwest Frank Phillips Boulevard.
It's our red tag sale at Dungis Toyota. With model year-end savings on remaining new 2018 Toyotas. Get huge discounts, super low financing, and incredible lease offers on every new vehicle, including Highlander, Camry, Tacoma, and Tundra. Dungis Toyota, where every new vehicle comes with our 7-year, 100,000-mile better warranty. Highway 75 in Bartlesville, home of the 995 oil change. DungisToyota.com.
Hey Ram fans, this is Athletic Director Zach Duffield. Every day our student athletes, spirit groups, and band members are working hard to put a quality product on the field and court. They strive every minute to represent Owasso well. This is the same kind of commitment you'll get from InsideOwasso.com. quality, fair coverage of things happening in our town, and comprehensive coverage of Ram sports from guys like Grant Merrill and Christian Favalora. Log on and see the difference at InsideOwasso.com. Go Rams!
Well, they got Party in the USA playing as our bumper music. It's going to be a party at Owosso.
No doubt. There you go.
Friday night as football season is back. We welcome you back to the Rams Showcase here on Brightstar 100.1 KYFM. I'm Grant Merrill, along with the legendary Coach Bill Blankenship.
Legendary, yes, sir.
And, well, I mean, yeah. I swear people in Owosso believe that they saw you walking across Lake Skye just last week.
So. Well, all you have to do is talk to that lady sitting right over there, and you'll get some reality check pretty fast.
Surrealist yeah. pretty quick. All right, first question coming into us, news at InsideOwosso.com. Coach, who's really standing out for you as you finish up the summer?
You know, there's a lot of new faces to this year's program. It's going to be exciting for folks because I think part of what you do is try to see who's going to be the first guys to really kind of show out and to, you know, make their name known to our fans. You know, what's been fun for me is to see the development of our players that haven't played as much. I think defensively, our defensive line may surprise some people. I think we're going to be better up front than maybe some folks might have thought. We graduated some really good linebackers. I think you're going to like our linebackers. Kewan Hay didn't play as much as most people think. I think on defense, he'll kind of be our stud linebacker. I expect people to really ooh and ah a little bit of watching him run to the football and the way he hits people. The secondary, even though we gave up some big plays last week, has really looked strong in our preseason. I think those names, you know, we knew Deuce Mayberry last year as a sophomore. He's a different guy now. I mean, he is a dominant player at corner. I think he could become more of a playmaker than people realize.
Our coach's preview segment is brought to you by Christian Brothers Automotive. I think Ray Adcock's going to give you a free
all right
for that big old truck of yours. Maybe Miss Angie gets one, too.
There you go.
Christian Brothers Automotive near 96th and Garnett.
Ray's as good as they come,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he is an Owosso guy through and through, and I love that guy.
Well, I tell you, he fixed my car a couple of weeks ago. We had an air conditioning issue, and it's like a snowball on wheels now. So go by and see our buddy Ray Adcock at Christian Brothers Automotive. But, Coach, you know, as we continue to talk about Bentonville West, what are the most important things that they bring to the table that you look at and go, whoa, this is what we got to stop?
Well, their quarterback. They are almost a mirror image of us in a lot of ways. They've got a returning really, really good quarterback, guy that threw for about 3,500 yards, 33 touchdowns, didn't throw very many interceptions. But he lost a lot of the guys around him. They lost their offensive line just like we did, so they're rebuilding there. But they've got a playmaker at receiver, number one. You'll see him. He's really a really good player. And then they've got an outstanding defensive linebacker, number 24, that has been really a stud on defense. Well, now they're starting to play him some, kind of like we're doing Mario Kirby at kind of that hybrid tight end, H-back, fullback guy. So they've got some playmakers, but they're really young in some places. And so hopefully, you know, we're going to be a test of our young guys against their young guys and our good ones against their good ones, and hopefully we can find a way to squeak it out.
Questions coming in. News at InsideOwosso.com is the email address if you want to write into the Rams Showcase tonight. What did you learn from the Gridiron Classic the other night? What did they show that you were pleased with?
Well, I liked what I already mentioned to you. Our defensive front was hard to block. I thought the inside players and linebackers played well. Dawson Adams was outstanding. Deuce was really good. We've had some youth over on the other side at safety and at corner that made some youthful mistakes. They're very coachable. We actually had some guys out that we were holding out with injury. Omar Barker will be back out there starting at corner. So I think we'll be better. But I learned that the defense, I thought, was ahead of our offense, but our offense was resilient. We found ways to move the balls. It wasn't real sexy at times, but our young offensive line put together some really good drives and actually opened up some big holes.
Another question that we had coming in. Let me pull it up right here real quick. What does a Bill Blankenship game day look like for both you and your players? What's kind of the schedule on Fridays?
Well, typically we start off really early. We have a coach's devotional that we do about 6:15, and a bunch of our coaches will show up for that. It's not everybody, but most do. Our players start coming in a little after 7. Our booster club makes sure they have something to eat, a good breakfast to start. So they'll grab breakfast on their way to school. I'll come in and finish up our game plan and those details that we have to do, just getting all the paperwork together. And then our players will come back right after their classes are done, about 1:30. We usually have a team meeting then. We have some quick reminders. Then they'll go have a little bite to eat. We get a guest speaker that Folds of Honor provides us, always a patriotic guy, sometimes a wounded warrior, somebody like that. And I think it's just been a dynamic thing that we do to kind of help our guys realize it's not all about football. And then we just gradually, you know, continue to try to build the momentum up to game night. So that usually happens 5:15. Then by about 6 or 6:30, we're taking the field in different groups.
And the pacing starts, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of pacing going on. You know, there may be a few bathroom stops here and there, but you just got to take care of all the business. Usually there is a something will develop as the meal of the year,
okay.
You know, and it varies from year to year for me. Some years it's Coney, some years it's, you know, a sub sandwich, some years it's something else, but there'll be something that'll develop early in the season and it works, and so I have to have that meal every Friday.
I know that we've got about a minute left before we send it back to our regular programming here on KYFM, but you've hired some great assistants.
Oh, yeah.
I know you've got a few new faces on your staff
yep.
this year. Kind of tell us who they are.
Well, we added Levy Adcock, who was a great player at Claremore Sequoia and at Oklahoma State, All-American, actually. He's coaching our H's. Steve Craver, who played at the University of Tulsa and used to coach with Bobby Klink over at Broken Arrow. We've got Steve coaching our defensive backs. We hired Jordan Johnson for the whole athletic department to be our strength coach and hired a new trainer, Zach McGinney. And so I think those guys are really going to make us even much stronger as a staff.
I mean, on Jordan Johnson, anytime you can steal a band from Jinx.
No doubt. I think we got ourselves really an upgrade. We didn't have a strength coach, and Jordan really brings a lot to the table. I've really been proud of all that I see him doing for our kids.
Well, Coach, I know that you want everybody within the sound of our voice to have a chance to see the best atmosphere
yeah.
in high school football, and that's going to be Friday night here in Owosso.
Get out there, folks. Come see it. Don't just watch. Be a participant. Get out there and let's get loud.
Our coverage will start at 6:45 here on KYFM, and if you want to watch the game, you can watch it online. It's a new address this year, owassosportsnetwork.com. They have changed from the owassorams.tv. I got that memo this morning, that some last-minute upgrades to our website, owassosportsnetwork.com if you want to watch the game. And of course we'll have KYFM as our radio flagship all year long for all of Owosso sports, so we definitely want you to be in the radio audience if you can't be with us. Anything we've missed?
No, let's just get them there, man. We got to go.
All right. Well, Coach, we'll see you Friday night. Thank you.
Go Rams.
Coach Bill Blankenship along with us here at Hideaway Pizza. We'll be here every Wednesday night throughout the course of the season. Our coverage will start at 7 o'clock. You can come by, ask questions, be a part of things, and you can always email your questions in advance, news@insideowosso.com. I'm Grant Merrill. We will see you Friday night. For Steve Mowry and Christian Favalora, our broadcast crew, go Rams. Have a great evening, and thanks for listening to Bright Star 100.1 KYFM.
Football is a way of life.
You've been listening to the Bill Blankenship
Show. All right, Grant, we'll see you later.
On 100.1 KYFM.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Inside look at Owosso Rams football 2018.
Oakley dokley, let's put on our game faces.
Game on. Woo!
The Bill Blankenship Show is a production of Bartlesville Radio.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KYFM, Bartlesville, Oklahoma.